Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather, sport.
A traditional leader accused of the murder of DA councillor Nhlalayenza Ndlovu has been denied bail by the Howick Magistrates Court. Ndlovu was gunned down at his home in Mpopomeni in 2023. He was the chief whip at the Umgeni Municipal Council at the time. Inkosi Simphiwe Zuma is accused of ordering the assassination. Ndlovu had reportedly urged locals to stop making electricity payments to a local extortion ring. Zuma is also linked to two other killings. DA provincial leader Francois Rogers says they welcome the court's decision to keep Zuma behind bars.
We would hope that now the court will be able to hear all the evidence and that some justice is brought about, particularly for the family of Nhlalayenza.
The week-long school holidays have begun, marking the end of the third term. With more cars expected on the roads, the N3 toll concession is urging extra vigilance. It says driver behavior is responsible for 82% of car crashes and 86% of heavy vehicle accidents along the busy N3 route. Here's the concession's Tanya Thugra.
Driver choices and actions are critical to safeguarding road safety and precious lives. Stick to the speed limit. It's not a target. Always keep a safe following distance. Adjust your driving style to the prevailing conditions. Ensure your vehicle is roadworthy. And always buckle up.
Thugra is reminding motorists that construction work is still underway on the N3 between Nottingham Road and Midway in KZN and between the Vulger Plaza in the Free State and Heidelberg in Gauteng. She says travellers should factor in possible intermittent closures that can lead to slow-moving traffic. The Constitutional Court has given reasons for dismissing the MK Party's urgent bid to overturn President Cyril Ramaphosa's decision to place Police Minister Senzo Mqunu on special leave. The party and its leader, former President Jacob Zuma, wanted the court to set aside the appointment of acting Police Minister Feroz Khechalia. Handing down reasons following the court's July order that refused direct access, Justice Ramaga Mathapo said direct access was not justified.
It is tried that this court grants direct access only in exceptional circumstances and if it is in the interest of justice to grant it. Applying established principle, this court finds that several considerations militate against granting direct access in this matter.
And in the UK, history has been made as Dame Sarah Mullally has been named as the first Archbishop of Canterbury in the 500-year history of the Church of England. She will be leading the church under the supervision of King Charles, who is the head of the church. The top story this hour: a traditional leader accused of the murder of DA councillor Nhlalayenza Ndlovu has been denied bail by the Howick Magistrates Court. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.